Ladies and gentlemen, trees and multiforms, welcome to the podcast.
Robo fucking cop.
As far as I'm concerned, Bruce Willis can go get a bag of dicks. Get off my shit.
Star Wars.
Welcome to Confessions of a Movie Snob.
Yep. It's been so long we've forgotten the name of the
whatever
show.
The hell this is. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, trees and multiforms, welcome to the podcast. And this is going to be a...
I don't know if you can use that anymore. You're so behind on Doctor Who.
Who cares? I just want to be a hipster about it.
That's true.
And besides, I'm not behind on that.
I want to go get a flannel shirt and some thick-rimmed glasses and walk around with a scarf.
Is that what hipsters do now? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just guessing, really. I really think it's something similar to grunge, you know, except when you bathe.
Jesus. I don't think the hipsters bathe, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
All right, so.
They don't in Star Wars anyway.
Want to jump in the Wayback Machine with me, Ethan?
Sure.
It's
kind of cramped in there.
It is kind of cramped in there. Second about it, I think that this podcast has been going on for in the neighborhood of 5 years now.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit less. I think it started mid-2010.
It's gone through some iterations.
Different hosts, different things.
Yeah. Video.
But, yeah. Audio. But in this Wayback Machine, let's think back to the time when we started this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the number one movie of all time when we started this?
When we started this, it was before Avatar. So,
So it was Titanic.
Was number one.
Okay. And then? Then
Avatar.
Then Avatar happened. Yeah. And then a bunch of shit happened to the top ten.
Yes.
I mean, like, stuff entered and left and things like
that. But really,
nature.
The top ones have pretty much always been Avatar.
Well, there has, but this is the second change in the history of the show. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we're like, I don't know how well we've introduced this, but this is going to be a show where we talk about Star Wars. Because apparently that movie needs our help. Because
no one's going to see it.
Yeah, nobody's going to see it. It just is what it is. I mean, we did a future of Star Wars show when Star Wars Episode 7 was announced, and we did that one. And that was a fun one. I think we did that with Noah. I think it was so long ago.
Yeah. Now. I remember now looking back at all this outcry of, oh no, J.J. Abrams is directing the next one. It's going to be full of lens flares and awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So, Ethan and I have seen the movie, and Ethan and I are going to talk about the movie. I'm just going to ask Ethan to speak about it for however long he wants to speak about it. Then I'm going to speak about it for however long I want to speak about it. And then I think I would like for us to riff a bit, because...
As of today, that's what the totals are for the...
$764 million domestic.
Yeah, which I think...
Yesterday it is the number one domestic movie of all time.
Worldwide is 1.5 billion.
Yeah, worldwide is 1.5 billion, and it's got to make a lot of money before it hits number one.
Has it opened in China yet?
Saturday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. So it has not opened in China yet, which is going to be big. It's not going to be as big as some people.
So
people who don't know box office.
One of our predictions was true. This is Star Wars is a license for Disney to print money.
Yes, and that's why they bought it.
Yeah.
So
it's like we paid $5 billion for this, and we're going to make way more than that over the course.
The course of one movie, they're going to do it.
Box office. 1.5 billion box office. This doesn't even take into account merchandising.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, crikey, that's just that alone has probably made their money back.
Probably. And, I mean, it was a smart move, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so basically what's happening here is it is the number one movie of all time domestically at $764 million. I almost said billion. $764 million of today. And today is...
Dollar hasn't fallen that much yet.
Not quite. Today is the 7th of January. And I believe...
That's 2016,
yeah. And then I think... I was reading stuff... And, like, that stuff was saying that they think that when all the dust settles, it's probably going to be the number two movie of all time worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And which is nothing to sneeze at. And I kind of think that it seems like a lot of people have been under-predicting this movie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's cool as shit that it's the number one movie of all time.
I think people have been sort of conservatively, rating this thing as far as how far it's going to go. It'll exceed everyone's expectations.
It's going to exceed everything internationally.
No, it's...
Oh, it was total was $1.3 billion. Okay, so that's another Math is hard. So another $600-700 million international.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's happening. I do think that maybe it's going to become the number one league.
And that says a lot for how much money that freaking movie has made.
Yeah, it's made a ton of money.
And considering when it came out and how much tickets were.
Well, they're adjusting it. But $1.9 billion domestically. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not going to happen. I think that in everybody's wildest dreams, this movie might hit $1 billion domestically, which would be completely unheard of. Because, you know, Avatar made $750 or $740 million. And that was huge. It was the number one movie of all time. But to add another
Gone with the Wind, $1.739 billion so adjusted for inflation.
That's a lot of goddamn money. Star Wars is great. It's not going to get anywhere near that. So,
yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, I guess back to the Wayback Machine.
Here's the thing, though. Gone with the Wind, the unadjusted gross was still $198 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's insane.
Is that 1939?
Yeah.
That's insane. That is a ton of money.
Anyway.
I mean, that's not a bad opening today when a movie ticket's $18.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
wow. Except for those cheapies that go to matinees and spend $4.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
That's right. We still have matinees for $4 out here.
When we started this podcast,
mm-hmm.
did you think that a Star Wars movie would be the number one movie of all time?
Oh, hell no.
Did you?
I didn't think we'd ever get another Star Wars movie.
Well, I didn't.
See, let alone the Star Wars movie we got.
Well, right, yeah, that. And did you think that, I mean, did you think that there would be this group of people that's come out of the woodworks to defend the prequels?
No.
I mean, I've always been there, but I'm not.
I'm happy to see them. I knew they were there.
I'm like, where the fuck have you been?
They were sort of in our sort of vein of going, you know, I'm tired of being jumped on and harassed for liking these, so I'm just gonna fade into the shadow. Right. I'm gonna retire like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
As Batman.
Yeah.
See, I'm gonna retire for 8 years. And
yeah. See, there's all this stuff I want to talk about. I want to talk about the movie. I want to talk about my thoughts of the movie. I want to talk about what I think is the future of Star Wars. I also want to talk about one last thing, and then we're gonna get into our little micro reviews thing. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I want to ask if you've seen the petition.
The petition to get Lucas to direct episode 9?
Yes.
I just saw it today. It'll never happen.
Okay, now,
I think
talk to me why it'll never happen.
He'll never do it. That's why it won't happen.
That's the funny thing
I don't care if you get 1 million signatures, he's not going to open himself up to that.
Well, it's the thing about it is, you know, I guess it's kind of, it's kind of good-hearted, I guess, because everyone's saying, you know, let George Lucas do it, and because, I don't know, there's the typical reaction to George Lucas on this,
mm-hmm.
that there's always, they fucking overreact, and he can do no right in their eyes. The movie comes out, he said it was a good movie, and it's the movie the Star Wars fans have been wanting for a very long time.
Yes.
And everybody jumped all over his ass for that, and he's not wrong, and I completely fucking agree with him.
I mean, it really is, it's an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does something, people bitch at him and smack him down for it, and then they're like, I'm sorry, do you want to direct episode 9?
Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
See, here's the thing, is George Lucas says that, you know, this is the Star Wars this is the movie that Star Wars fans have been wanting to see for a long time, okay? Mm-hmm. When I hear that, when I think that, when I run it through my filter, there's meanings in there that I feel that he meant. Mm-hmm. And when he says Star Wars fans, I don't think he means Star Wars fans.
Yeah, and I don't think he means himself.
No, and he does not mean himself. And he said it was well made in this, and he just said that he would have done other things in the story. Everyone's telling him to go fuck mm-hmm. himself. That whole thing about the Disney being white slavers, did you look into that at all?
No, it's the first I've heard of it.
He said in an interview, he was talking to Charlie Rose. He was in an interview, they're talking to him about it. And he said something about how he sold Star Wars to Disney and their white slavers, and then he started laughing and got cut off, and the conversation went off elsewhere. And I don't know what he was gonna say, but whatever it was, it didn't come to fruition. And then he apologized for it, and so everybody's giving him shit about that. So
imagine that people are giving him shit.
Yeah, I know. And then this is funny, but there's like a petition, and it's funny. It's got like 2,500 signatures or something like that to get him to direct episode 9. And I don't think he'd want to do it. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I also don't think he can. He's not in the DGA. You know, when I talked about the future of Star Wars, I brought that up, that this is a different Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
They got around the whole thing.
I mean, this is clearly This movie is clearly, it's a Star Wars movie. You said it's a Star Wars movie made by committee, and
I
actually agree with you on that. It's a Star Wars movie made by Disney. Mm-hmm. It's a Star Wars movie very made with the very idea of making it commercial and making it
the
fans happy.
The original trilogy was very incidentally commercial. The prequel trilogy was... It was commercial, but what was weird is there was also this really kind of great I don't give a fuck what you want attitude about it.
Yeah.
This is a story I want to tell and go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't like
And I still admire Lucas.
I do too.
I really do.
And so, okay.
But this one is clearly Disney going, we're going to make this movie so we make people happy and they give us more money.
All right. So, let's just do this. Give me your micro review. And your micro review can be 20 minutes. I don't give a shit. But just give me your review. Tell me what you think about it. How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it once.
When did you see it?
I saw it on New Year's Day is when I saw it.
That's right. Okay.
So went and saw a 2D matinee. Did not see it in 3D.
I saw IMAX 3D opening night.
Sure.
But I've also only seen it once.
Yeah. And you know, holidays prevented me from seeing it sooner, and that's all good. I deleted Facebook from my phone and ran away from
smart
it for
move.
2 weeks.
Smart move.
And you know what? I didn't miss it. It was amazing.
Yeah, right. I deleted Facebook for 2 months this summer. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was awesome.
Frees up a lot of time.
Yeah.
Anyway, this movie, I thought it was, really, my micro review was, it was good. I liked it. It's not my favorite of favorite Star Wars movie. I'm happy to see it. I'm happy that it's there. It is the Star Wars movie I expected from J.J. Abrams. It is a Star Wars movie I expected out of this deal with Disney.
Jesus, everything's so loud. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And
I am excited by the direction it's going. I'm excited for Episode 8, Episode 9. I liked the story. It by no means was a perfect story. It had problems. It had some forced things in there.
Sure.
Some forced awakens thing.
Ha. Boom. Shh.
In there I think the problems that it had, it wouldn't get away with if it wasn't Star Wars.
Right.
And it gets away with it because it's Star Wars and because it placates the fan. It placates the fan base.
I don't disagree.
It had some awesome moments that were very much, you know...
Favorite moment. I have my favorite moment.
The garbage moment.
Really?
Yeah, when we first see the Millennium Falcon.
I thought you meant, did they have a garbage compactor?
That was funny, but don't take that one. It's garbage. And then
And
then it's a delayed thing, and they show the Millennium Falcon.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Now, the whole garbage chute thing might have been my least favorite moment. That's why I was all like, really... So both.
Yeah. And you know, I know that there are some things I wanted to see more of, but I anticipate that we lost a lot of stuff in editing. I'm sure.
Like Phasma, probably.
Like a lot of Phasma. I wanted to see more of her.
I didn't give a shit about her, but a lot of people do. So okay, cool.
You know, and honestly, I'm happy that that the series has continued at least.
It's got new legs.
It's continued to present women positively, I thought. Well, Leia was always a great character.
I just think that I'm a privileged white dude that doesn't know like that.
I thought Rey was awesome. My favorite new character is totally Finn.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's a good character. He's interesting. He's got a cool story. I want to know more about him.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get more into him. But I'm gonna get into him in the future of section of all this.
And you know, there's all those fan theories running around about Rey and whatnot. And I loved how Luke was the MacGuffin of the whole movie.
Yep, that was cool. I hope Mark Hamill doesn't die in the meantime.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because I do want to see Jedi Master Luke Skywalker.
Yes. It felt more akin to. It felt like a sequel to the original trilogy. Felt like that.
All right.
And that's really what the best thing I could say about it. I like the movie a lot. I'd love to see it again. I'll probably get it when it comes to Blu-ray. You know,
I think I'm going to actually pre-order it on Blu-ray with my next paycheck. So, I mean, I'm going to get it on Blu-ray, too. And I haven't bought a Blu-ray since Iron Man 3. I haven't bought a Blu-ray in a longest time.
I haven't bought a Blu-ray in probably a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been two or three for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I enjoyed it quite a bit. I like the there's an obvious tone of the movie where they were listening to what fans wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And to an extent that's good. To an extent that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sort of up in the air about Snoke. Is that the bad guy's name? I'm
Snoke.
Like, okay. We'll see what that is. I hope they do something cool and interesting with that.
I just want them to do something original. God, I would be pissed.
I pretty much just want to go, oh, it's the Emperor analog. Anyway.
I don't want him to be the Emperor. I don't want him to be Darth Vader. I don't want him to be any of that shit. I want him to be Snoke.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I liked Kylo Ren, and that it boils down to he's a petulant child throwing a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
He must go through a lot of computer consoles.
He must.
He just destroys a lot of things. The lightsaber with the cross guard. Hey, guess what? It was kind of cool.
I liked it. It was pretty neat.
Another one of my favorite moments, though, was when he used the Force to stop the blaster bolt at the beginning. I thought that happened. I was like, okay, that's cool.
See, I like that too. That was cool as shit. I mean, the closest example I have to that was in Star Wars Episode 1 when Qui-Gon used the lightsaber to stab the door. I'm like, holy shit, something in Star Wars I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me when he did that. I'm like, holy shit, something I haven't seen before.
Yeah, it's like, hey, that's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. I did like that.
And I the design of the movie was great.
Dameron.
Dameron. Yep. He was fun. He was good. All the characters, all the actors were having a great time. They were clearly like going, dude, I'm in a fucking Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Yeah. Except for Harrison fucking Ford.
So yeah, I've been here, done this before.
Yeah, been there,
and,
done that.
You know, obviously, with him showing up in the movie and him having as big of a part as he did. I hadn't thought about the plot. I wasn't trying to analyze the movie before I saw it, but I knew about 5 minutes in, seeing how big of a part he was. Oh, he's totally gonna die.
Go back to our future Star Wars show.
Yeah,
because I've listened to it like in the last couple of months,
mm-hmm.
and I said, okay, so they're making a new Star Wars movie. That's cool. Harrison Ford says he's gonna do it. Well, that means Han's gonna die, and you know, hey, I was right, but you know. I mean, it is what it is.
So, I mean, that's my rambling, fragmented mini reviews. I liked it. It was cool. It had I had problems, but it gets away with it because it's Star Wars.
Okay. Last thing before I jump into mine, I want you to rank them.
Rank them? Oh gosh. I'm hard pressed to rank this higher than any of the original trilogy. So, I mean, putting me on the spot just to do it right now, because I really haven't thought about a ranking, is I put this at number 4 behind
the original trilogy.
Star Wars, Empire, Jedi, etc. But, you know, it's not saying it's a bad movie.
No, it isn't.
You know.
See, for me, and, you know, I will give you my rank, and then I will move into my little mini review. I rank it roughly where you did, like kind of in the middle. I want to talk a little bit more about my rank, I'm sorry. But my rank changed when I was rewatching all the movies for this, and I watched
I was only able to watch Return of the Jedi before I saw this.
I watched a weird ass combination.
Mm-hmm.
I watched I think we watched Revenge of the Sith and maybe Attack of the Clones and Return of the Jedi before all this. And God damn, did I fucking love Return of the Jedi rewatching it. So that actually moved. And I don't know, watching it with Sherry, watching it with
Evelyn. I'm wondering if that's part of having kids, though.
That was it. I mean, everybody was loving the Ewoks.
Oh, yeah, Arya loved the crap out of it.
Oh, this is a good fucking movie. So I go, man, my number one is Empire. My number two would be Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And then my number three would be, I guess it would be A New Hope. Even though that one's kind of in a weird place for me, because I respect it a hell of a lot more than it. And then for number three and number four, it's gonna depend on my mood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna be The Force Awakens or Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I've only seen The Force Awakens the once, mm-hmm. so it might go up, it might go down. I don't know. But I do know that I like it about as much as I like Revenge of the Sith, which is a lot. I like Revenge of the Sith a lot. But, you know, like, and then I go Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, and I've been over that a million times. So I was surprised. My big shock about it wasn't that I had to fit it into my ranking. It was the fact that my original ranking changed. That shocked me, because one thing I thought would always be, you know, solid in me. But nope, it changed. Sure. So go show you. All right, so the movie, I liked it. It was a good movie. I think my favorite moments, you know, there's favorite movie moments and favorite Aaron moments and, you know, ways of reacted. Like, I really dug seeing Star Wars Episode 7 on the screen. That was neat.
Yeah. And I expected... And we went over this when they announced it, was never in a million years. I mean, if going back to the beginning of the show, you come to us and ask us, hey, do you think they're going to make another Star Wars? Mm-hmm. Our answer would have been no. Say, are you thinking they're going to make another Star Wars and have some of the original cast in it? We would have said, Oh, fuck no.
You know, maybe you'd get a cameo from Mark Hamill because he's going to eat. But, you know, maybe Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
But, you know,
no. Cool. What do you
think? Well, you know, you'd get fucking, you'd get Warwick Davis and you'd get Anthony Daniels and Peter Mayhew and all those people. But, yeah. But, yeah. So, I liked the movie a lot. It was a good movie. I liked it. I liked all the new characters.
And I'll definitely tell you, when the opening scroll came up, I mean, I got teary-eyed and tingled down my spine.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is awesome.
It was really cool. Okay, so what did I like about it? I mean, I liked it. I mean, like, there's a lot of people that are criticizing how it's a carbon copy of A New Hope, and that doesn't fucking bother me. I don't care. Because, you know, it's story elements. I get all that. I liked all the new characters. I do think that people are being a bit crazy about Rey. I like Rey. Rey is a good character. Is Rey the best... new female character in the last 40 years? Fuck no.
No.
She's not the best female character in a movie this year, let alone the last 40 years.
But okay, now, recast her as June Squibb.
Done.
I'm fucking totally on board. Give that woman an Oscar.
There you go. I like that. I like Kylo Ren. I think that he's got a lot of growth to go through to where he can even be discussed in the same conversation as, you know, Maul or... Vader, Dooku, any of those
people. But I mean, this is also the beginning of his character. Understood. And we're seeing where it goes type of thing.
So. I like him. Han Solo annoyed the shit out of me. He annoyed the shit out of me all the way through the movie. He was hamming it up the whole time, and I'm all like, just fucking die so we can get over it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I knew he was going to die. How he died, I was fine with. I will never, ever, ever, ever agree that he should have died. Because, you know, I've heard all of Kasdan and Harrison Ford's remarks about it, how he should have died, you know, for the Empire and blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, for the Rebellion. And I just don't agree with it. It felt out of place to me. But because they did it the way they did, where they had, you know, Ben kill him, and I get it. That's cool. I mean, that doesn't mean I thought it should have happened. Favorite moment in the movie was when Chewbacca lost his shit after that.
Yes.
I fucking loved that moment.
Where he immediately, like, kills about 6 or 7 Stormtroopers.
Yes.
Like, And we saw the bowcaster get fired finally.
A lot. Yeah, and it was talked about, and it played a prominent role in the movie. That was nice. And I've said it isn't going to happen. Just give me an Aaron Star Wars list. Give me one thing. You know, out of all this, let me make one decision. I want Chewie to kill fucking Kylo Ren. I want him to choke that motherfucker to death. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, but I'd love to see it. I mean, clearly that's going to be the Rey moment or the whatever moment. And, you know, fuck that. I think Chewie deserves it.
On the high end, we get more Chewbacca.
We do get more Chewbacca. probably my favorite Chewbacca movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of good... I loved it when he's all like, you know, wasn't he in the war? He did this, did that. Chewie's like, I don't know. I love that. And I enjoyed Chewbacca in the movie. I enjoy. You know, I mean, Leia was there. I mean, My
wife has completely fallen in love with BB-8.
BB-8's fun. I mean, he is what he is. I mean, he's the android representation of J.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. I mean, so is what it is. I liked the movie. I liked the Luke MacGuffin, kind of. I mean, I liked it. I would like it a lot better if I'd seen more of him so far, if I didn't watch this movie until the next one's come out, which I understand is an impossibility for me. But, I liked that. Not sure I loved his robes, but, you know, that's me nitpicking, and I would have rather seen him wearing darker, but whatever. Who gives a shit?
Sure.
Favorite of the new characters is Finn. The big surprise for me was Poe. I like Poe a lot. I don't really give a shit about pilots. I never have. There's nothing against them. They're just not my cup of tea. But I liked him quite a bit. You know, he was a good character, charismatic. He was fun. You know, you could believe him and Finn's friendship. I like that about it. But I like the movie a lot. I mean, it is a good movie. I've seen it the once. I doubt I'll make it in the theater again, but I might. Who knows? I saw IMAX 3D opening night. I'd been awake for 30 hours at that point, so I'm sure that I missed stuff. But I enjoy it.
I think we're going to go see it again, and we're going to go see it at Union Station.
That'd be cool.
Because they got that giant screen. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So my favorite of my new characters, and with this, I guess we can just seamlessly move into the whole future of it thing. My favorite of the new characters is Finn. Mm-hmm. You know, hands down. You know, Rey was fine. I liked her. Mm-hmm. Poe was fine. You know, Kylo Ren was fine, etc. I liked Finn the most. And what I liked about Finn was I liked the fact that he is the conscientious objecting stormtrooper.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the fact that, you know, he is a stormtrooper who made a decision that this shit isn't cool, and he defected. He left. He's like, I don't want to have anything to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's the Han Solo character. I mean, he's the one who's like, I'm running away. I'm getting the hell out of here. Yep. Screw this. I'm done. I kind of like this girl. I'm dead. Okay, fine. I'm a hero.
I like the fact that Finn is dealing with, you know, basically the great white hope in Rey. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like this new badass returning Jedi, you know, heroes of the fucking Republic, and, you know, Han and Leia and Chewbacca and all this. And Finn is literally a fucking stormtrooper.
Yeah.
There are literally millions of people that look exactly like him.
Yeah.
Finn is very much the everyman. I like that about him. I like his moment when he had to fight that TR-8R. Stormtrooper with the lightsaber. I like the fact that he's that big of a badass that stormtrooper, he can use a lightsaber. All this being said, I want no more backstory on Finn. I do not want him to be Force sensitive.
I think we got all the backstory we need on him, you know?
They could totally make him Force sensitive. They could make him a Jedi.
See, I don't want him to be a Force user. I don't want him to be the soldier.
I do too. And that will diminish him. I think that's what makes him a great character, because he is quite literally an everyman.
Yes, he can use the lightsaber.
Yeah,
because he's like a badass. Because he's a badass. And I like that. It's just he wasn't helpless.
No.
I mean, and he went and ran away, but he wasn't the comic relief.
No.
He had comic relief moments, but he's still a stormtrooper, and he knows how to shoot shit. And,
so, yeah.
You know, fight.
Throw it on there with my wish list. Leave Finn alone. He doesn't need to be a fucking stormtrooper. He doesn't need to be a Jedi. He doesn't need to be a Force user. He doesn't need to be Mace Windu's fucking kid or Lando's fucking kid.
I don't think he needs to be attached to I think that
to serve him best, his story is basically done. His backstory is done.
Yeah.
Sure, make him do shit.
Well, because if we do that, it's like his backstory's done, he's not connected. That basically tells me and opens it up saying, you don't have to be connected to these people to be a hero in this universe.
Exactly. I mean, otherwise, you know, it's just basically being part of the in crowd is the only way that you make a difference, and which wouldn't be the message I would want to say. Rey's parentage. They don't say where she came from.
Mm-hmm.
They hint at it like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to very heavily imply that she is the daughter or whatever of Luke Skywalker. It is so blatantly obvious that I doubt it at this point.
Yeah. I would be kind of disappointed at this point if that was the case.
It's just so obvious, so why keep the secret?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point. So, you know, that gets me thinking, and you know, it also gets me off on more Star Wars-y tangents and stuff, where I don't want to see Rogue One, I don't want to see any standalone movie not in some way, shape, or form add to the ongoing trilogy. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that being said, I want stuff that happens in Rogue One to illuminate stuff that either did happen in Episode 7 or will happen in 8 or 9 or something like that. Again, I don't know if you saw it, but the news has crept up again, but this is actually like news with like isn't just speculation, but Ewan McGregor is in negotiations with Disney to re-enter Star Wars.
That's awesome.
Now,
I honestly think he's one of the absolute best things
I do
from
too.
The prequel trilogy.
Him and Ian McDiarmid are my favorite things from the prequel trilogy. And fucking Christopher fucking Lee.
Well, and Ewan McGregor recorded dialogue for Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
Yeah.
It's Disney wants him. They want to use him.
And
which
is
awesome. It's great.
So, what I'd like to see happen, and, you know, this is just, you know, we're just making Aaron's wish bucket for Star Wars. Don't make her fucking... Don't make Finn Luke's kid. I mean, we got the Skywalker, because they said that Star Wars will always be about Skywalker. Well, that's fucking Ben. You know, I know that he's a Solo or whatever, but he's part of that line.
Right.
He's the Anakin's grandson. So we got that. Make her a descendant of Obi-Wan. You know, you could do an Obi-Wan.
And there's that theory running around, she's Obi-Wan's grandkid.
Yeah, and that would be cool. Yeah. And it's not impossible. If they do a Obi-Wan standalone movie or trilogy whatever.
I don't care if it's a trilogy. If we just get one movie, that'll make me happy. I'd love to see some more Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan as the protagonist.
Me too. Me too. I want to see that. You know, they just have that movie. Have him have a wife, a girlfriend, something like that. And, you know, he knocks her up. You know, it would have to be in that time. That kid grows up, has a kid about 10 years after Jedi. That kid is Rey. It works. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard to figure out. Don't make her a fucking female clone of fucking Anakin, which is another stupid theory going around. Okay. That would just be silly. I mean,
no, thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
she's not whiny enough to do that, I suppose.
Yeah, she's not. But, you know, again, I mean, throw another, you know, we're just filling out my wish bucket. I want to see Hayden Christensen back as Darth Vader. I want to see it back in Rogue One. I want to see it back, you know, in one of those movies that takes place in that time frame. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's the Obi-Wan movie, if it's the Rogue One movie, I want it to be Hayden Christensen. Mm-hmm. I like continuity. You know, put him in that suit. You know, I'm tired of arguing about it, but I thought that Hayden Christensen was good when he was, you know, Darth Vader, when he was the evil Anakin. I thought he was good. Basically, when he wasn't dealing with Natalie Portman, I thought he was good. Natalie Portman is fucking dead at this point, so therefore...
No problems there.
Yeah, I want to see that. I don't know. See, I already said I want Chewbacca to kill
Can we just refer to Natalie Portman as Natalie Paycheck for the first
movie? Yeah, she was not awesome.
She kind of phoned it in.
She did, and everybody loves her in it, and I feel insane. I feel absolutely fucking insane that people like her as much as they do.
I got nothing.
I think she's the weakest thing about all those movies, you know, far more than Hayden Christensen. Okay, so I got Kylo Ren. I want Chewie to kill him. I do not want more backstory for Finn. I don't want Rey to be Luke's daughter. I don't want Luke to die in Episode 7, or Episode 8, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't really want Luke to die at all. I will concede that he probably needs to, but I don't want it to happen. Mm-hmm. So if it happens, I don't want it to be in the next movie. You know, maybe let him die.
I haven't thought about it, but you know, I'd throw my hat into. I'd want to see him live through the whole thing because you know, then it's just Yoda dying again. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Just let Luke go on. Let Luke live.
I mean, he's only fucking 65. Yeah. I mean, he's not that old, or he's not even that old. He's 60.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's not that old. He could live for a while longer. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I don't know what I want to see the future Leia to be. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
not really in the movie that.
I mean, she's in it. Out, but they don't really say what she's going to do. I mean, are they going to show her being sad about Han? Or, you know, pissed about Ben?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, favorite part of the movie, part B, is when Han yelled out Ben. Don't know why. Loved that part. On the bridge, when he's like, Ben! I don't know why I loved it so much because I don't know how much sense it makes they named him Ben. You know, because as far as I know, Leia never met him, and Han spent a couple of days with him. But still, I liked that part.
Okay.
It was a humanizing moment, you know, because he was running around as if...
They went, dude, it's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, exactly. So they're, like, running around and, you know, doing their thing, and, you know, he's running around being, like, the menacing bad guy and all this. And I do like Kylo Ren. Mm-hmm. I like Kylo Ren for a couple of reasons. I don't like him in the level of a Vader, of a Palpatine, of a Dooku, of any of those people. But I like him in his own level. I like the fact that he's a petulant child.
Yeah.
I like the fact that his lightsaber is a piece of shit. If you've ever seen it, it is a piece of shit. It's got exposed wires. It's all scuffed the fuck up. It looks like a piece of shit. You look at the blade, it's like barely contained. It's about ready to fall apart. Yeah, I like that about it. I like the fact that he wears that stupid fucking mask for what appears to be no other reason than it looks cool.
Yeah.
That cracks me up. Because under the mask, he's beautiful.
You know? I mean, and that makes him a really interesting character. We're seeing him at the beginning of his, I guess, he's quote unquote, he's fallen. He's mm-hmm. he's a bad guy, but he's not like Darth Vader scary, you know, as in New Hope. I mean, he's going off to get more training at the end of the movie, and he's defeated, like soundly defeated by Rey, an untrained person, you know. And I think that needs to play into that guy's character.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it does.
Kylo Ren wishes part two. I don't want him to get fucking redeemed. Why? You know, that's lame. You know, like the whole
redemption. I don't think you're going to have much choice in that. I think it's going to happen.
I don't. Hey, this is my wish list. I can wish for whatever I want. I think he's going to be redeemed too.
Yeah.
But, you know, like they either need to go all out or they need to go not at all. You know, I mean, that's all there fucking is to it. I mean, he killed fucking Han Solo. I mean, I don't want to see a redemption. I don't care about a redemption. And again, it feels like, you know, repeating what worked in the original movies, and I'm not interested in watching the original movies again. That's why the original movies exist, so I can, you know, watch them. They're not gone. So I like that about them. The future of the series, do you have thoughts about the future of the series?
You know, I try not to really think about it because I just don't want to get my expectations up. And it's like, oh, it'd be cool if they do this, cool if they do that, and then they do other things, and then I get disappointed or whatever. I would love to see where they're going. You know, I want to see episode 8. I'm excited for Rogue One. I'm really excited for these standalone movies that they're planning on doing. I'm like, this is the first time they're like not in, not in the episodic arc type of thing. And I mean, that opens it up to some really cool stuff that people can do. You know, I mean, they're talking, there's the Han Solo movie that they want to do.
That's
and,
happening.
And,
yeah.
And Kasdan's writing a script for that or something.
Yeah. So it's the last one. He's not writing episode 8. He's not writing anything else. He's writing the Han Solo movie.
And I know Rian Johnson is directing
episode 7. He wrote 7 and 8. I'm sorry. He wrote 8 and 9, and he's directing 8. And
see,
Colin Trevorrow's directing 9.
See, I'm all for some Rian Johnson.
Oh yeah. That'll be cool.
I for one want Max Landis to not touch Star Wars with a 300-foot pole.
Why is that a discussion?
Apparently so. And apparently he didn't like episode 7. He doesn't like the character of Rey because he's a douche or something.
I don't really give a
shit. I don't like Max Landis. He's a jackass.
I like Rey, but I mean, people really fucking like Rey, and I don't really fucking like her.
They got Hasbro to redo the new Star Wars Monopoly.
That was bullshit. They made that shit in August, and they had images. They didn't get to see the movie. They didn't get to see everything, and they said, okay, well, we need somebody with a lightsaber. The only pre-production photos of somebody with a lightsaber was Rey.
I mean, that's obvious. They were very secretive about.
Yeah.
We all expected, looking at the poster, looking at the trailers, we expected
Finn had a lightsaber.
He's going to be the new Jedi.
Yeah.
Nope, it's her. Okay, cool.
Yeah. See, I think that that's just people being butthurt and, you know, trying to find a problem that shouldn't exist, that isn't there.
See, and my turnaround on that is
just
that,
make another addition.
They could have put Rey in the game and just given her the stick that she has.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But I don't know. I mean,
it's all good. I mean,
make another edition. Good God.
Another edition of Monopoly? They'll never do that.
Now, let me ask you this. Are they taking out fucking Finn to put in Rey?
I don't know.
So fuck that, too. You know, because
I can see it. Well, have you seen the lineup, though? Luke is one of the guys.
Well, it's Luke and Vader and Finn and
BB-8.
BB-8, yeah. So, I mean, Vader's not in that movie either, dude.
Whatever. It's all cool.
I just thought that it was a fight that didn't need to happen.
Yeah. But I'm excited to see what they do, where they go. I really have no idea what stories they're going to tell at this point, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't really thought about what episode 8 might be about.
I don't know, and I
But then
I
again,
also,
after seeing New Hope, I had no idea what Empire was going to be about.
Right.
Know? I'm fine with that.
I don't know about how spoiler free you went with this movie.
I went way spoiler free.
I didn't go crazy about it. I didn't. I didn't like, you know, wear a blindfold and keep off the internet for 6 months. And
I didn't do that either, but I didn't go looking around for stuff.
And I really enjoyed
it. That's what I always do.
When I saw episode 3, that movie was like 94% spoiled for me. Right. I mean, I knew fucking everything. When I saw this one, I didn't know shit. Yeah, not particularly. I mean, I've heard character names and certain things I saw, but I really enjoyed that about it. I'm going to try to keep it that way with episode 8. I don't know. I don't know where the story's going. I mean, it's probably going to... I don't know. I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to see it. It doesn't matter what that story is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to see it, so I don't know that I need to find out before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
I
want to see the movie.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to see the movie, like, regardless.
Yeah. It's like Doctor Strange. I'm going to see the movie.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. I know that the...
Same thing, I've been avoiding any spoilers or, you know, huge spoiler for Batman v Superman. So I'm like, I don't care.
See, I don't either. I mean, I just don't read it. I mean, I've watched trailers. I've kind of seen
stuff. Oh, yeah,
I'll
totally watch trailers.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah, I'm good with that. See, what was the other thing? I was going to ask you. Okay. So episode 7 starts filming... Episode 8 starts filming... A week? 2 weeks, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Here's a weird prediction, and I'm going to be wrong, but I'm just going to have fun anyway. We're going to hear in the next week or two that production is being pushed back a little bit. Okay? And I mean by a little bit, I mean they're going to say they're like, oh, they have to do something. Mm. And what's going to basically happen is probably going to be put off a month or two, a couple months or two. Mm-hmm. I think in the meantime, Rian Johnson will be fired from directing, and I think that J.J. Abrams is going to take a spot. And I think that's the wrong move.
Yeah, I'd be way disappointed.
I'd be disappointed, and not just because I like Rian Johnson, which I do a lot, but because I like that they are using the original Star Wars model for these movies. Mm-hmm. There's a figurehead in Kathleen Kennedy, and they have basically a director for hire. Yeah. And the first one, they got somebody that really fucking knows what he's doing. J.J. Mm-hmm. Abrams is a very...
And they went way... and went after him, like... They went after him.
Who, J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They went aggressively. He had to be talked into it.
Yeah. Because I remember he said no.
No, he did say no. I think I have the story somewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they went after him aggressively, and it was the right move. Mm-hmm. I think he need... Now, next point, I think that you need to get a Rian Johnson, and mm-hmm. I think you need to get a Colin Trevorrow. Those might even be too big of fucking names, really.
Well, but the thing is, I don't think they're too big of names. They're successful new directors,
right?
And I'm glad to see, I that's who I want. That's who I want to see them too.
Yeah. And when we talked about this,
Gareth Edwards is doing.
What is he directing?
He's the guy that did Rogue One.
What was it that Fantastic Four guy got fired from?
He was in line. He was being talked about for Episode 9.
Oh. There was something that he was signed on for that he quit or got fired from, depending mm-hmm. on who tells the story. I thought it was something else. I thought it was...
I'm not sure if it hadn't actually been ironed down as far as... I know he was in line to do a Star Wars project.
Yeah, and I don't remember
what... assuming it was Episode 9.
I don't think it was. They talked about it on that Fat Man on Batman with him, and I thought it was either Rogue One, mm-hmm. it might have been the Han Solo movie?
Maybe. I don't know. But Gareth Edwards got the new Godzilla movie. He's doing that. But, I mean, those are the directors they need to be going after.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I would like to see... I don't know. To me, I'd love to see a fucking... What you call it? A Kirshner. Mm-hmm. A legendary director that just doesn't work
kinda,
that much.
What's not surprising is they're going sort of the Marvel method. Is they're picking directors who you're like, Peyton Reed. Peyton Reed, yeah. You know, and it's like, oh, okay, he worked fine for that movie, you know. Yeah. But that's what they need to do.
I don't want it to be J.J. Abrams, and it's nothing against J.J. He did a better job with this movie than I initially expected. But I think that now's the time to move on. Let's see what Rian Johnson can do.
I think they need to not do like, hey, let's get Justin Lin or someone like that.
I don't know that Colin Trevorrow is any Justin Lin type character. But it would be really stupid if it was Justin Lin because, you know, he just directed that Star Trek movie. So basically they're going to be like Star Trek. Then they'll be, fucking episode 8 will be, or 9 will be, William Shatner. Yeah. That would be hilarious.
But it looks like they're going after talented new directors.
I agree.
Who have a hit under their belt.
Yeah, and I almost would want to see them without that.
And I can see why they're doing that.
Me too. It's like, cheaper.
It's cheaper, and it's like, okay, well, you just did Jurassic World. It's a huge hit. You can handle the Star Wars.
Is he doing Jurassic World 2?
Yeah,
is he?
I know. I don't.
I know.
I want to say I'm not sure, certain if he's directing or not.
I know the movie's happening. I just don't know if he's doing it or not.
I know he's at least involved.
Yeah, he is definitely involved, and I think he's directing it because Episode 9 isn't coming.
But
Disney
on the other hand, Disney's also they've already said they're planning on doing another Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And with Spielberg.
So, yeah, right. Is Episode 9 2019?
Yeah, it's every 2 years.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
We're getting a Star Wars movie every year.
Right, next year's Rogue One.
Because it's a license for them to print money. Mm-hmm. It's like, if we put one of these out every year, we are guaranteed huge amounts of money.
They got to not oversaturate the market. I mean, people are starting to get tired of Marvel. I mean, you can see it. I said it after the first Avengers came out that enjoy your cake because this shit's going away, and it clearly is. And they're going to need to do something to change that. Hopefully that thing is Doctor Strange because that movie looks like it's going to fucking rock.
Civil War could surprise you too. I mean,
I'm not impressed with the trailer, but whatever.
Yeah, but, Winter Soldier was... Excellent.
Winter Soldier is my favorite Marvel movie. Hands fucking down, it's my favorite Marvel movie. But, okay, we got that. I guess what I want to see is, I guess my main thought here in all of this, and, you know, we're living in a time where it's great to be a Star Wars fan. And I am always a Star Wars fan, whether there is a fucking Star Wars movie out or not, if there's a Star Wars movie in development. I'm kind of getting to the point now where I don't know if I'm a Star Wars fan, Ethan. Because no. I don't know if I want to participate in this shit that people are participating in.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a different time now from when say the prequel trilogy came out. We live in a different internet time, and we have a lot of really stupid vocal people. Mm-hmm. And we've touched on it a little bit, but even our friend, even my friend Noah, did it when we saw the movie. I saw episode 7. The very first thing he said after we saw the movie was, hands down, so much better than the prequels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do that?
See, I don't agree with that, first off. But second off, it's just like, you can't talk about Star Wars without putting that fucking dig in there. Yeah. It pisses me off.
And it happens now with Indiana Jones. You can't talk about Indiana Jones without saying, well, I love Indiana Jones, but fuck Crystal Skull.
Right. I mean, like, I mean, it just comes down to the whole, like...
Or even Star Trek. Mm-hmm. I mean, diehard Star Trek fans, so I love Star Trek, but fuck the new Star Trek.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, why do you have to put something down to put something up?
Yeah.
Why
light a candle, don't curse the darkness, all exactly. that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. But I hate that shit. Mm-hmm. It fucking annoys me. It's just all like, why not say... What annoys me is it would take nothing away. At all. You can say, that movie was awesome. You don't have to say that, and the prequel sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, if you feel the prequel sucked, cool. Why talk about it? Yeah, but...
It's like, dude, okay, you hate the prequels. Why do you keep talking about it then? Yeah. Why, it's like, did you enjoy the root canal you got at the dentist? You go out and home and talk about that. It's like, right. I had a great day at work today, but fuck that root canal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got fucking blown when I got home and, you know, spit in my face, and it was fucking amazing. But you know what? 6 months ago, I had a shitty steak. Fuck that steak.
Exactly.
It's like, why bring it up?
That's where it goes. And I mean,
why can't you say that, you know, I mean, I know that I'm taking a leap here. I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, but why not say, this movie is good, but you know what? Fuck this movie, because Citizen Kane is so much better.
Yeah.
You know, like... I don't get that. I don't get the whole comparison thing.
I'm thoroughly, you know, it's essentially what I said when I saw it was, I really like that. That was cool. I'm excited for episode 8. That's all.
I said, I like that. I'm tired. But then I was all like.
I was like, I like that. I guess we have to go back home to the kids now. Damn it.
My whole thing was, I like that. This movie would have been decimated if George Lucas had made it.
Oh, yeah.
If George Lucas had made it, that exact same fucking movie. If... Let's say that in 2 months they came out that George Lucas actually directed it and they were doing some social experiment.
There would be people out there. Everybody would be all like, huge 180. Well, actually,
this movie sucked.
Here's the suckage of this movie.
Exactly. And it's just annoying double standard that fucking annoys me because I know, I mean, I get on my bandwagons, I do all this shit. I'm not immune from hyperbole. Always been a Star Wars fan. Always defended the prequels, always liked the prequels. Mm-hmm. And so it just fucking annoys the shit out of me.
We talked about the prequels back then, and we came to that realization and we came to that conclusion of they were really meant for us.
They were meant for
a new generation of Star Wars fans. And guess what? The generation of Star Wars fans who grew up with those movies, love them.
Right. Point two to this that you just gave me an awesome segue.
When we start showing Star Wars to my kids, I mean, your kids have seen them at this point. They're gonna like Jar Jar.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Not gonna care.
Okay, so like Empire and Jedi and New Hope were made for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And then I think that the prequels were made for, you know, the next generation. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids that are like 10, 15 now. So about 15, 20, something like that right now.
Sure.
I think that these movies are being made for us again. I don't like that.
It makes sense commercially. It makes sense.
It doesn't though. It doesn't though.
No, it does because we're the people who have money. Mm-hmm. We're the people who will take our kids to go see this movie, and we'll take our kids to see the next ones and the next ones and the next ones.
If we're gonna say that, then these need to be a solid. They need to be solid PG-13 movies. These do not need to be movies that these do not need to be made to cater to people that are 40 years old, 50 years old, anything. That shouldn't happen, not with these movies. People love to, people love to get on their dumbass diatribal soapboxes about, George Lucas changing the movies and that, Star Wars doesn't belong to you, blah, blah, blah. Star Wars doesn't belong to me either, or you, or to anybody. Star Wars is a fleeting thing. You get what you get, and then you move on, and then you get to enjoy it differently. You get to, like fucking McGee loves to tell his story about how he stormed out of, how he got physically thrown out of the theater when he saw Return of the Jedi because he threw a fit about the Ewoks. Mm-hmm. And, that shouldn't be the story that you want to tell. I want to tell a story about how all those girls in there love the Ewoks and how, that's cool as shit to me that, these girls like the Ewoks or the kids like Jar Jar or they like Anakin. They think that he's this cool, dashing hero. I mean, Star Wars is supposed – I've always felt it should be fleeting. Mm-hmm. And so you need to look at it with the lens it's meant to be looked at with it. And I think that taking that original lens is going to it makes me worry about the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's my fear there is I'm worried about the future of Star Wars. I like this movie. I felt walking out of this the same way I felt walking out of Skyfall. I liked that, but I don't know what I don't know that I like where this is leading.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm worried, and I will see it. I will see if they make fucking 15 of them. I will see every single one of them. If I don't like them, I will see every single one of them. But I'm worried that's going to move away from what it's supposed to be, and that's my main fear.
I can understand that. I can understand that. But overall, I like the movie.
Overall, it's a good movie. Yeah. It's a good movie. So with that being said, I think that we have shoved a fucking fork in this until it was dead and done.
Yep.
So that's
dead and bleeding on the ground. Now.
Dead and bleeding on the ground, much like Han Solo.
Yes.
So just
except Han Solo is a bit flatter.
Yeah, a little bit flatter.
He fell a longer distance.
Well, then we'll take this podcast and throw it down a hole and blow up the hole, like what happened to. So I guess with that makes me Aaron.
And it makes me Ethan.
Let your geek flag fly.
In a world where it's only available for download on GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Gamers Haven Podcast presents Mutants and Masterminds 3rd Edition, Justice City United. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars Eric, Jeremy, Robin, and Tracy. GM by Ethan. In a world of superpowered intrigue, can four heroes trust one another while trying to make a difference? An alien threat, a complacent government, and a sinister villain are only some of the obstacles these four need to overcome in order to be some of the world's greatest heroes. Will they be legends, or will they be forgotten? Only time can tell. Justice City United.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.